This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, a slight turn now to the markets and the president and the global economy and what is going on. We got Josh Brown on the phone to talk about that. He's the CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management. Josh, welcome to the program.
Great to talk to you, Kai.
So go back, I suppose, to Friday with me. There was the back and forth between the president and China. There was the president taken off again after Jay Powell, and then his tweets about ordering companies out of China. And the markets promptly said, forget it, and gave up 2 to 3%. Why? What happened?
I think that the markets are picking up on something that maybe the political media has been saying for a long time, which is that there really isn't any rhyme or reason to much of what we see and hear each day. And it's not just that the tweets seem to have gotten wilder and more unhinged. It's that there are now more of them. There's also not really much gravitas coming from the president's economic or financial advisors. These are not people that have had careers on Wall Street. They're mostly people that have come from the media. So I think that exacerbates the volatility that you're referring to.
Okay, so let's get to this morning then. The president at the G7 in Biarritz says, China called, everything's going to be fine. And the futures market went, oh, look, everything's fixed.
So I'm not sure that that's actually what happened. The president lies almost all the time. And so I don't think the market, when we say the market, what we're doing is we're anthropomorphizing something that is really mechanical at this point. So you've got people that have big positions on where they're betting against the market because they think things will get worse. And then a tweet goes out that 1,000 different software programs read as being positive. And so technically, a lot of buying comes in from these algorithms that are software programs. What you're witnessing is not the average market participant feeling like there's some kind of a relief. That's actually not at all what's going on. There are technical reasons why, even in a downtrending market, there are some really big up days. It's not, it doesn't always have a one for one linear explanation. Like you would find in a storybook where everyone lives happily ever after.
So look, with the caveat that of course you should not check your 401k statement every single day or week or even month, really. If you're not Josh Brown, but you're somebody in, you know, middle America someplace trying to get by, what do you make of the signals that, you know, to anthropomorphize it again, the market is sending?
I think that there should be a lot of humility, and especially on the part of professionals, not just a regular person, let's say in quote unquote middle America. In the case of 99.99% of people currently listening to my voice, the best thing to do is often nothing. No unforced errors is probably how they should be feeling, and they should not be trying to ask themselves, okay, the president just tweeted this and then China just denied it. What's the trade? That is a losing question. The longer we can stay invested and not make mistakes, the better things will be, even if they seem really dark or confusing at any given moment like they do right now.
The voice of Josh Brown. He's the CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management in New York. You can see him on CNBC as well. Josh, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.